more than our music. The way that generations of Americans stitched together every imaginable tradition, from African rhythms to Irish ballads, to create something entirely new. Whether it was jazz or the blues.
You're listening to some excerts from the rock and roll. Bruce Springsteen Barack Obama time, podcast.
I thought we'd check it out. Seems like a real good collaboration of people, you know. It's when I think Barack Obama, I think fucking Bruce Springsteen.
Of course.
Has nothing to do with political timing or anything, the fact that you got shit for doing a disingenuous Jeep commercial.
Yeah.
And then got a DUI immediately after.
Yeah, so they're renegades out there, you know,
going against
the grain, fighting against the man. Barack Obama, Bruce Springsteen, here we are. I know we've been talking about the boss for a while here, probably for like the last 3 weeks, it seems like.
Yeah.
Here's Barack singing the Black Man's Blues. He learned this in Hawaii. Growing up on the mean streets of Hawaii, of Honolulu.
Bruce sounds like he's having a little trouble.
I think Bruce has been drinking. Got a couple White Claws in him.
Yeah, I'm at 1.5, man. You gotta slow down. I can't shake up on this.
I've been drinking.
People always write these songs for me.
Someday you're gonna be crying.
That's right.
He's not bad.
We all crying, Barack. Because you left us with the potato Joe. I gave you Joe Biden.
Sold a pallet of guns to Mexico. Nobody knows where they at either.
And I gave a pallet of money to Iran.
You ready?
Yeah. No dye packs in that shit.
You're in Hawaii. You're a teenager doing...
Growing up on the mean streets of Hawaii.
You're a teenager in the 70s. What is the music...
Wearing bell bottoms and platform shoes. Got a fro.
As you are... becoming interested in music, which probably gets around 14.
I heard that's how you get the chicks.
With my own money. Talking book. Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder. I would sit
with a banged up little old turntable.
Because I was black and that's all I could afford.
Sure, yeah.
I got myself some earphones so my grandparents would not complain.
Yeah.
Turn that music down.
And I would sing.
Turn that crazy rock and roll off, Barack.
Stevie Wonder song.
Stevie, hope we don't get fucking.
Oh yeah.
We're going to be on Spotify. We're going to keep this one for Spotify anyway. So.
Yeah, I keep it under Spotify. Yeah, we got some copyrighted music.
Yeah, it's like this is your show. We're using it. We're on your same platform. So
yeah, it's
suck
Inception.
Our dick.
It's Stevie Wonder through like two fucking programs. Let it go.
So. Casey was on.
Well, but you all grew up with Casey Kasem. That's American Top 40.
He
got a long-distance dedication going out from Jim to Mary. Apparently, Jim says, fuck off, whore. Wanted to play this special
song. Really attached.
Yeah. Who doesn't like some...
Yeah, I guess their grandparents would get sick of a blast of that.
Yeah.
Over and over.
God damn it. Brock, we don't want to hear that song no more.
And you're thinking,
damn, you know, horny teenagers.
You know, grandmother, what are you singing?
He's talking about getting it on.
Oh, you're from Mrs. Jones.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Cheat on your wife. just take it.
Positively titillating.
Mrs. Jones.
That's right.
We both know that it's wrong.
That's right.
But it's much too strong.
That's Michelle Obama.
You know, just like 11 years old.
She's much too strong.
He's got a thing for a woman that can crack a lobster with her bare hands. That's, yeah.
I was like 11, 12 years old.
She was just there bending sheet metal.
Here's some white people music they listen to.
This is a switch.
That's pretty. I don't know what that feeling is.
He doesn't know what love is, everybody. Barack Obama does not know what love is. Or what it feels like to be in love.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Sorry, kids.
So the interesting thing was that you had Top 40. And you had these crossover artists like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's right.
But then there was other kind of music that was much more I won't say segregated, but identifiable as black or white.
So cultural differences.
Cultural differences.
You don't have to apologize for it. It's fucking natural.
It's okay. We know.
It's okay to have two different cultures.
Whenever I think about hip hop, I'm always like, them white guys be making some good stuff.
Some of them make heavy metal.
Yeah, it's weird when you have your own culture, other people may get attracted to that culture, and then,
painful for
you know.
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne was painful to Barack Obama. Oh. So just remember, if you're ever looking, if
that
you ever
damn
see Barack,
white devil music, turn that shit down. That's what you need to put earmuffs on for your grandparents.
Was
keep the Ozzy out.
Integrated at least in Hawaii. Right. Underneath, you could still see these distinctions.
You could see it
between.
Oh my gosh,
whose music was whose?
Oh, still. Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
You can tell whose music was whose. Oh, we don't want that. You don't want that
no.
yet. I bet later on you're going to talk about how they're trying to get rid of the differences between between blues music and rock music. They're trying to abolish, you know, I hate to use that term, but they're trying to abolish the black culture out of the music. You know, they're trying to take it away. Everybody's going to say something like that later after saying shit like that.
Well, let's see what the boss has got to say now.
I don't know.
Yeah, so is your music.
$15. Cheaper than piano.
Much cheaper than a piano, much cheaper than a drums.
Is that right?
Musical David Hasselhoff, you drunk shitbag eating a cheeseburger.
Do you know anything about commerce, Brock? Of course a drum set is a lot more than a guitar. It still is.
$15, bought a cheap guitar at the Western Auto Store in Freehold, New Jersey.
Freehold, New Jersey.
Freehold! That's what Mel Gibson yelled at the end of Braveheart. Freehold! And
he sounds like something on Pornhub.
With a folk music book that had all the chords in it.
There you go.
So for about
the Mel Bay,
a month or so,
working
I
the
was
Mel Bay,
selling my way through folk music classics, you know, Green Sleeves and Light a Hammer and
some other song. I don't even know what it was.
Something with Physical Labor after tarring that one roof. I was
here
done,
go.
Man.
Then he learned Honky Tonk, which sounds like the
blues.
Oh,
this is Honky Tonk?
Sounds like the blues to me.
Now listen to this shit.
That's right.
That's not fucking Honky Tonk. You goddamn moron.
Yeah. He's supposed to be an artist.
Then I started to learn some Beatles.
I don't usually write this stuff on my own. Somebody else usually tells me what to play. That's not fucking
then
Honky
I heard
Tonk,
the Beatles.
Idiot.
Then I heard the Beatles.
You can just say, like, yeah, and I learned a basic blues chord progression.
You
go, yeah, that makes sense.
Now,
then I got into Honky Tonk.
And just screaming my head off and strumming the guitar.
I just kept watching the white people.
What are you yelling about?
Keep it down, you know, the usual stuff. Keep it down, man, keep it down. And
who were
my mother was supporting.
Was he trying to do like a Cholo accent, like a Mexican? Keep it down, Holmes.
Keep it down, Holmes. Oh, my
hey, Bato.
Then I grew my hair and he really didn't
play Mexican polkas.
But it was, of course, thousands, if not millions of other kids were taking that exact same course at that exact same moment. So the miracle is there's a million kids who pick up a guitar.
There's a million of them. That's
and
right.
I'm better than all.
Because I'm the boss in the USA.
Now those kids learn how to play a few songs.
It's
so magic.
A little local band.
Got a little local band there in Freehold, New Jersey.
A few of those getting a little local band that makes a demo.
I like pretending like I play local music because it made me a lot of money.
Band that makes a record. And then a few of those getting a little local band that makes a record and it sells a few copies.
You're just talking about how a business works.
Yeah, this is
fucking
how, this
idiot.
Is how, yeah, thank you so much for informing us.
And then even fewer of those make a
Bruce
record.
Bruce Springsteen economic class. You're hearing it first
short
here.
Career. And fewer of those get in, and they have a band where, like, they make.
That just proves that I'm great. See, because I made it. I got through the local band and the stupid demos, and the next thing you know, I'm rocking the world.
It's
because I had a
one night I was at the
black band leader,
and I was standing between George Harrison and Mick Jagger singing something.
Yeah, we were singing into each other's mouths.
Singing something. You didn't even, like, I was singing something with Mick Jagger, George Harrison. You know what the fuck you were singing.
It's the most meaningful time of my life, whatever we were singing.
I couldn't believe it.
I don't remember it now, and I don't remember the words, but you know, it was the feeling that you got, that you were going to make a lot of money, being a vapid piece of shit, who can barely play a guitar.
Because I stood next to two British guys.
It's just a part of my body.
It's just, it's sad.
It's part of my body. It's the guitar just an appendage. That's what she said.
It's like a dick guitar. It's like if your dick was a guitar and you played it.
My wife straps it on.
Because it made you feel good.
Give my best my parts.
To bring out the best in you.
Pull my trigger.
And I'm going to
yes, I understand what you're saying. It makes you, it can make you quite Twitter-pated.
And a set of values. That may sustain you.
Oh, yeah, rock and roll values are great.
Yeah, that's what we all aspire to.
Have sex with random chicks and do a lot of drugs and alcohol.
Yeah. Go through about 14 wives.
And then wonder why you...
Have a bunch of illegitimate kids.
Wonder why you spend so much time at the doctor's office.
Yeah. Everybody in your family's mentally ill, you included.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
It's just sad because, like, all right, whether or not you like Obama, what your feelings are about him, it's such a fucking cop out. You can tell that they just picked up because he could have had anybody on this fucking podcast. He could have had anybody on there, but he chose to have a guy who got shit for doing a politically timed Jeep commercial. And now you guys are fucking the Against the Grain Renegades. They're doing this so they can get one, maybe two seasons out of it and then kick it off to something else. Yeah. It's the equivalent of, like, Fox, daytime programming. It's like, Sons of Tucson. Like, and that lasts a season. They don't need it to last more than one because they're going to get one season out of it and then it doesn't fucking mean anything. But no, look at this compelling fucking podcast. Yeah, with Bruce Springsteen. And Obama? It's like an Odd Couple scenario. No, the Odd Couple makes sense because they were opposites. They weren't just like two... like an incoherent couple. That's what they are. It makes no sense. Makes zero sense.
Is Bruce singing us a song?
I hope not.
Sounds pretty magical. Maybe this is the romantic part where him and Barack kiss. Got a little candlelight going on, bottle of wine.
Now look, we've had a few of these White Claws.
There's White Claws on this now.
There goes that.
I'm just saying, man. Renegades is brought to you by Dollar Store. Oh, we're in a commercial. Cut that off. Get rid of that. No ads. These are somebody else's ads.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We'll give that a break. But yeah, so I just find that all self-serving.
It is. It's very self-serving. It's unnecessary, is what it is.
This is bringing unity to the country right here.
Yeah.
As long as it's on the left.
I'm just surprised because, neither of them really need the money. Like, neither of them really are starving artists.
Yeah, Bruce is still making money. They still play his songs on
the
radio.
He got recently relevant for the backwards-ass reason. He should have just let that go, but he can't. So, that's him. But why Obama had him on there is beyond me. I don't know. That combination doesn't... pan out for me. I think Bruce Springsteen's a fucking moron, and he's a useless dirtbag that just has barely worked a day in his fucking life.
Yeah, but you can hear this exec in there going, "I got it, guys. What we need: Barack Obama.
Yeah, that's what it
Bruce
is.
Bruce Springsteen. We put them together. We get them a podcast. We do exclusive on Spotify. Man, we're gonna make millions. It's gonna be so hot. This is gonna be the shit. It's total marketing.
Yeah, they're either not. Even considering the lack of longevity with that whole thing. Because if they wanted to do a podcast like that and make it a long-term thing, you could have had somebody that was more of an intellectual type or a different artist or musician or somebody that was more compelling than the bumbling idiot Bruce Springsteen.
Maybe they could have put that country artist who got canceled. What was his name again? I don't even remember because it's just because we're so fucking...
Oh, yeah. Well, cancel culture's real.
Put him with Obama. Put him with Obama. Let's hear that podcast.
Yeah, there's so many other people you can do that with, and that's who you choose. You choose them because of merit, right? Not because of poor, fucking timing with your political bullshit that you tried to pull with hyper-woke ads. Because a company is a person. You can't just sell Jeeps, just sell, like we were talking about, just sell razors, just sell your product. You are not a fucking individual person.
Yeah.
You are a goddamn company.
I'm hoping maybe we could get a podcast with Trump and Biden. Maybe we should go that route. Joe, you know,
it would be just like the debates.
Joe, who, you know, I'm just saying, the vaccine, I made the vaccine. You didn't make the vaccine. I did it. It's super. People are getting healed. See how fast they got that?
How they almost delved in the anti-vaxxer movement when they're like, you know, I'm just saying, if Trump comes out with this, I don't know if I want to take it. Yeah, you think he's mixing it up in his fucking, in the Oval Office?
Yeah, what's he doing?
Think he's sitting there with beakers going like, one part hydrochloroquine.
Two parts bleach.
Two parts hydrochloroquine.
Drop three of bleach. Parts
one hydrochloroquine and one part water.
One part water and a dash of peroxide.
And a little bit of Diet Coke, because I like Diet Coke.
It'll fix you. It'll clean you out.
But no, these people...
Yeah. But then Joe comes in and says, oh, we didn't have enough.
we had to start from zero. Now it wasn't enough. Now we all wanted it, and he didn't have it.
Even though Joe got his, you know, his first shot in December.
He got his first COVID shot 20 years ago. That's why he's an idiot.
He's just getting fucking salt water shoved into him.
Yeah. You're not supposed to drink the IV bag, Joe. Oh, it's great. It tastes like the ocean.
Formaldehyde. They're just slowly embalming him. So they speed up the process.
It'd be really good for, they're going to put him in one of those glass cases at the museum. Is that a wax figure? Like, nope. Yeah.
they're gonna give him the old Lenin treatment. The most popular president ever. Joe Biden.
The Leninites.
Yeah, the Leninites. Those crazy commies.
Yeah, they're a little loopy. a little off. A little over the top, if you ask me.
But so if you're looking for a laugh, maybe you should listen to a little...
It's funny and then it's mostly sad. So if you want something that's kind of funny and mostly sad, there you go.
it's just really sad. So... God, let's hope it doesn't last too long. We just pipe in here.
That's
for,
not the point of it.
You know, we got so much material, we don't know what the fuck to do with it right now. So we just made some more. Maybe we'll pop this one out as a little bonus.
Bonus.
Bonus. Enjoy.